The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf from Masechet Berachot is Daf Kuf Vav, and we are holding at the two dots below the middle of the page. The next thing that we had in the Mishnah was Pirashti Minchashel Esronim, and we had a machloket the Rabbanan and Rebbe as to what happens if somebody says, I can't remember what I said. So according to the Chachamim, look, the maximum mincha that can be brought anyway in a single kli, and he was only noted one mincha, is Shishim Esronot, so bring Shishim Esronot. According to Rebbe, you can't do that. You have to bring 60 different minachot to cover every possible variation on the menachot between 1 to 60. So Tana Rabbana, Pirashti Mincha, the Braita goes now into the details of the machloket. We're going to need to figure out really what they're arguing on. So here the Braita says, Pirashti Mincha Shel Esronim, Ukava'atim B'Kli Achad. So that's the correct Gersa, how we have it here is a little bit confusing. So I specifically remember, we talked about two different cases in the Mishnah, one where it was Kavua and one Kli, and one where it wasn't. There was a question whether Rebbe was arguing in both cases or not. With one mincha of 60. Rebbe Omer, you need minachot representing each possible variant from 1 through 60. So you have to go minachot shel esrim mi'echad v'ad shishim, which is the 60 factorial, gives you 1,830 different isronot that are going to have to come out of your pocket. Now if he says pirashti, v'ni yodea ma pirashti, v'ezo v'yem pirashti, v'ni yodea kama pirashti, oh my God, this guy's in serious problems. Because if he says, the correct yersa here should be, so he's got two problems. He doesn't know how much, but he also doesn't know what kind. Now he's going to have to bring representations of every possible type as well. So he's going to have to bring, according to Chachomim, Lonora, five different types of mincha. Of course, mincha soles, machafat, marcheshet, mafet tanur halot, and mafet tanur rekikin. Each one of which is 60 apiece, 60 esronim, together being 60 times 5, a relatively gentle 300 esronim, which would only put him in debt for a couple of years. Divrei Chachamim, Rebbe Omer, no, you're going to have to bring 5 minachot of 60 factorial esronim, because you're going to have one, and then another one of 2, and another one of 3, and all the way up to 60, which is a rather less conservative 9,150 total esronim, which basically puts him in a poorhouse for the rest of his life. Or jogs his memory very conveniently, yeah. So the mic comes in again. Now, the question is, what prevents Rebbe from giving us the simple solution? I mean, why not just put it into one container and make it tonight. That whatever was for my carbon, I'm giving as my carbon, the rest of it, why the rest of it, whatever. I mean, the rest of it, maybe I'm giving it to the Nadava, or the rest of it should just be chulin. But whatever the din is. Well, says Rav Chista, look, I'll tell you one thing. I believe it's a given that you cannot make it tonight to make a remainder the Nadava. Because you cannot mix, we're going to see later on there's a shita like this, you cannot mix a mincha of a nedava with a mincha tchova. So now the only question is whether you can simply ignore the rest of it. And we had this far back in Zvachim, that if something is kadosh, spoke about in terms of chatas, the mina machriv bey, the lav mina lo machriv bey, if you recall, you get into more trouble when something is more similar, and the more it's dissimilarity, the less it's able to have any impact on what it is that you're doing when it comes to nyanim of lishma. And so on. So here as well, if you're mixing chulin into the container, the chulin doesn't register on the kachim scale at all. And therefore, the chovah remains the chovah. They're going to mix in the dava together with the chova. I mean, you're just simply being mezalzel and throwing it together, perhaps. That's how the Chasamish understands the problem. The truth is nobody quite knows. What is the problem with mixing the chova and the dava? But let's assume that it's that. So therefore, it says Reb Chisda, that's a given. You can't do that. So the only question is, can you leave it cooling? But then there's a machloket as to whether, in order to cover circumstances such as these, where you won't have alternatives to be able to bring your carbon. So there's a question whether it's mutter lachnis chulin lazara for this purpose. So if you're allowed to include chulin bazar letzerech hakotchim, so then if Rebbe holds also lachnis chulin lazara, the Rabbanan holds mutter lachnis chulin lazara, you have a simple solution for the Rabbanan. According to Rebbe, there's no solution, because you can't mix anything else together with the carbon that you're bringing. So if I'm supposed to be bringing 5 esronot, how can I say 5 out of the 60? Then what's the rest of it? But according to Rabbanan, what's the problem with the rest of it? The rest is chulin. So it doesn't bother anybody. Now, of course, it's going to bother somebody. We're going to ask this question later, which is, how in the world do you take kmita from it? I mean, how do you know you're not being kmita? It's from the chulin part. And then you're messing up the whole minhag. You take a kmita properly. A kmita isn't kosher. Can't put it on this bag. It's a disaster. That we'll get to. But assuming that we start right off at the top, and that's the problem, can you bring it into the Azara or not? So if Rebbe is saying, well, you don't have an option of leaving some of it not Mekudash, and you don't have an option of leaving some of it as an alternative kutchen, which is an adav, and the only thing you can do is isolate each mincha from 1 to 60. Rava says, no, everybody holds you can't bring chulin into the Azara for purposes, even for purposes like this. The question isn't whether you leave the rest chulin, the question is whether to leave the rest in a dava. And that's the question. Is it mutter to be ma'arev chova bin dava? The Rabbanan holds it's mutter la'arev chova bin dava. Rebbe holds it's osir la'arev chova bin dava. And that's the machlokes. And here at last we get to the logistics. I'm going to have a rava. I mean, that's all very nice. That's as far as bringing it in. But how do you practically deal with the carbon? I mean, let's say, says Abaye Torah, according to Rabbona, they say it's mutter to be ma'arev the chovab in a dababu. What do you do about the fact that you need 2 kibbutzim? I mean, you need one for the chovab kibbutz, and then you've got another carbon mixed in here, so you need another kibbutz. What's the problem, says Rava? Do one kibbutz, then do another kibbutz. What do you mean? How do you do that? You're going to be kibbutz from the chovab on the nedabah, and the nedabah on the chovab, right? So you don't have either of them being a kosher kibbutz. No. What you do is, you see, look, isn't it true that anyway we're making a t'nai here? I don't know how much of this is my carbon. So I'm saying, whatever my carbon was, that amount of it should be the chovah, and the rest of it I hereby dedicate to the nedavah. So why can't I include in that thinking whatever was my carbon, which of course includes what the Kohen is being komitz right now, that I definitely want to be part of my carbon, I am a yachid now for my carbon, and the rest is the other carbon. So I can say, kol hecha demati yada de koin hashta, that whatever he's going to be taking in his hand now is a chova. Whatever he takes in his hand later is an adava. Now, there's a whole machloket among the akronim over here as to whether that of necessity entails brera. According to the Chazon Ish, it entails brera, and that leads us into issues of why the Gemara seems to be taken for granted. That Yesh Breira. You will recall that the machlokas of Yesh Breira is the famous machlokas that we've had all along as to whether we view the world as being Newtonian or whether we view it as being quantum. So if you hold that it's essentially Newtonian, so then whatever ended up being that way is what was going to be that way based on the simple mechanics. There are no statistical variations. So whatever will be the thing that ends up in the hands of going at the end. I understand that now it's scattered throughout, but had I known all the possible forces and so on, it would have been there. So I'm being magish this now. And that seems to be what he's saying over here. But there is a completely different shita, which is that, as Rashi puts it, there is nothing that is meant to be. Things that work out just end up working out that way statistically. And there's no way that you could say, I do hereby make Kodesh that which will be. That which will be has nothing to do with which is currently now.
Why does it say Bedat Kohen?
No, in other words, I'm leaving it up to whatever the Kohen moves his hand to. So exactly. This is what other acronym tainted, that this does not seem to have anything to do with Breyer, because the Chazon Ish is determining that he could only say this in advance and therefore make it Kurdish on that basis. But what the Gemara seems to be saying is that it's open-ended depending on what the Kohen does at that time. Okay, this involves all types of issues that go way, as you can see, way beyond this sugya, not only involving Breira, but at what point it's possible to be mefarish what it is that you're putting on the Mizbeah, which we've already seen some of that recently, as a matter of fact. So, again, it's a heads up, but you could see that this is a bit complex. In any event, so why can't I do that? Okay, says Abai, let's say you do that. Now, I want to know how you're going to be makir on the Mizbeah, okay? Ikturei heki makir. Tell me, are you going to first be makir the Nedava and then do the Chova? No. Because if you're makir the Nedava first, you won't be able to be makir the Nedava. The Chova. Why do I say that? Because what if there wasn't a Nedava? What if the whole thing was the Chova? Okay? Now, that meant that what you had set aside as the comment for the non-extant Nedava was actually the Shirayim of the Chova. If you went ahead and you were first makir on the Mizbeach, you now have a mincha where the Shirayim were chaser between Kmitza and Akhtara. But the din is, v'amamah Shirayim shechaseru ben Kmitza la'Akhtara in makir komets alei. You're unable to bring the komets at all. So forget about that. Let's try the other way, okay? You're going to bring the Chova. Okay, let's see, you bring the Chova. Now what? Now you say, okay, just in case this was a Nedava, let me bring the comments of the possible Nedava, because maybe I only dedicated 25 Yisronot, and all the rest is a separate Korban. You can't do that, you see. Because on the Tzad, that it was actually all Chova, we have a terrible problem. And that is that we darshav from the lo taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem, if you recall, that anything that was mimenu, koshu mimenu le'ishim, you're going to be over an Issa Raita on putting what was left of it on the Mizbeah. So if there was no Korban Nedava here, how can I put on a putative komets of a non-existent Nedava if I'm going to then be over on an Issa Raita? Since this was the Shirayim of the other thing, you're not allowed to put the Shirayim on the Mizbeah. So your brilliant idea of how this works out according to Rabbanan doesn't work out in terms of the logistics of the actual Akhtara. So what are you going to do? Omer Yehuda b'Eder of Shimon ben Pasi, there's always a solution. The solution is that you do put it on the Mizbeah with the famous Eitzim tonight, which is, if there really is a Korban Nedava that I owe, here is the comments. If not, I do hereby dub this comet's fuel. Now I'm allowed to bring fuel on the Mizbeach, aren't I? So how can I be over in Israel putting fuel on the Mizbeach? And therefore, you take the Reb Eliezer way out. And that's like Reb Eliezer. Tanya Reb Eliezer Omer, notice that you're not supposed to be Yalu L'Reach Mikoach, it says. Ala Mizbeach lo Yalu L'Reach Mikoach. Certainly you're not going to call fuel L'Reach Mikoach. I mean, you got all of that carbon monoxide problem and so on. No, that can't be L'Reach Mikoach. So if I dub the fuel, then we have no problem. So L'Reach Mikoach iata ma'ale, but you certainly can be ma'ale l'shum eitzim. Amalei Ravacha b'Reisu Rav l'Ravashi. Well, guess what? If you're going to have to come on to the din of Reb Eliezer anyway, why not make that the issue? What do we have to first create an issue, which is, can you bring the nedava, mix us the nedava, and mix it or not? And then when I ask you how would you work that out logistically, say, you finally, when I push it to the corner, you finally say, well, of course I need Reb Eliezer. So maybe that's the machlokas. So Dilma, kuliyama mutter la'arev chova b'nedava. The only question is whether then you'd have a way of being mocked to the comets. So the machloket would goof a bean, Reb Eliezer can be flicked. The Rabbanan hold you have a way out of bringing the comets because you won't be over the Yisr, because you could take the Reb Eliezer option of calling it fuel. So they hold of Reb Eliezer. But Rebbe, who doesn't hold of Reb Eliezer, perhaps, is saying, well, what good is that going to do? You're not going to be able to be mocked to the comets. I mean, why don't we just keep things simple? If we're going to end up with this issue at the end anyway, why? What gives you the right to create new arguments? Oh, my lay. Aha, I thought of that. Let me explain why that's not an option. Because once you're ready to make the assumption that Isaac died for the Rebbe, it's actually mutter to be ma'arev chova b'nedava, and the question would be that he doesn't hold of the option of Rebbe Eliezer, that you could call it fuel, there would still be an option without taking the Rebbe Eliezer option. Now what is that? He could have brought 60 esronot b'chad money and one isaron b'chad money. And here's how you work it out. Remember that your whole problem was that you were going to be dealing with the issue of the mincha that was chaser bein, the shirayim were chaser, right? But that's only if the shirayim were chaser when they were shirayim at the time of kmitza. Now I got a brilliant idea for you. Suppose you put two separate minochas and two separate kelim. One is the maximum size. And you said Rebbe agrees that that's not a problem, that some of that 60 should be a nedava. Thank you. Very good. And now bring another one, okay, which is also a nedava. Now here's what you do. You then go ahead and you first take out your comments, then you touch the two together so that they come in contact, and then you take the comments from the little one for the nedava, which is now all connected. And it was never there before at the time that you took the kometz out for the chova because it was in a different kli. So it certainly is not shirayim of that kometz, and therefore there's no way that I'll ever get to a problem of having shirayim that are chaser ben kmitz laktar. But why would you need 1,000 plus esronot if you've got a 61 solution? The Rabbanon are fine. They don't have a problem anyway. So therefore, there's only one option. They can't be arguing in the Rebbe Eliezer question. They've got, because we didn't mean Rebbe Eliezer is the only way out. The other way is out. That's why what you thought was an unnecessary complication of including the issue of whether you're allowed to mix a nedava with a chova, it wasn't unnecessarily complicated. There really were too many options for us to create a machlokas on the other end. Rav Amar, I say, that maybe kulei alma mutter l'arev chova nedava, kulei alma itlei the Rebbe Eliezer, and I got another one for you. And that is, remember that there was a machlokas that we had earlier about whether oil is prorated or whether it's not prorated. If it's not prorated, we got serious problems. Why? Because it's not prorated. And I, anyway, no matter how big my mincha is, I give the same lug. Well, but what if my mincha was only meant to be mixed one lug to 27 esronot, because that's what I had said, and instead I'm mixing one lug in 60 esronot, which is then going to give us a choser shemen on the 27 esronot that I did bring. That's the machlokas. Because we had the Mishnah before that explained, it's not afilu mincha shel shishim isaron, noten la shishim lug. Look, no matter how big it is, there's always room for extra oil. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, no matter how big it is, there's never room for extra oil. You take exactly one lug. Afilu mincha shel shishim isaron, ein la ela luga, shenemar la mincha velok shomen. A mincha gets a lok shomen, no matter how big it is. So therefore, it's very simple. Rabban and Sabik Rabban and the Amr Shishim Lug and Kol Chad V'Chad Yisaron Lug HaKashakel. There's no problem because it's all prorated anyway. There's exactly the same amount of oil in every Yisaron as in every other Yisaron. And therefore, what's the difference how we split it up between Chovan and Dava? But according to Rebbe, if Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that, and no matter what the size of a mincha, it's always mixed with one Lug Shemen, so now what are you going to do? We don't know if you've got one mincha here in the 60, which is sagila b'chadlu, or whether there's two minachot here, in which case I would need two lugim, or three minachot or four, and so on and so forth. I have no choice, therefore, but to make a different mincha for every possible configuration, each of which has a different proportion of oil to solet. What do you think of that? Rav Ashi Amar, I got an even simpler solution. My solution is that there is a machlokas about whether if you make a neder to bring a small korban, and you go ahead and you bring a big korban, let's say you bring a shor, you could have gotten away with bringing a sheep. Are you yotzei? Because, I mean, a big korban for sure is good. Or does it have to be specifically small? So, b'katan ve'vi gadol kamifli, Rabbanan say, what's the difference if you bring a bigger korban? There's no problem with that. Now, is that not a simple solution? So you said you're going to bring, you don't remember, one maybe, 27 maybe, 32 maybe, who cares? Bring 60, and then for sure you're okay, because in every 60 there's a 27 and a 32 or whatever. And therefore, Rebbe, who says lo yatzah, so you can't do that, because then you're not going to be yatzah at all. And yes, all the other issues, you can't make any time for whatever. You can't make school, you can't make, there won't be a way to, I don't know. Whatever it is, there's a million problems that we had. You're not going to be able to back with the Kometz. Kometz isn't totally badass coin. You tell me what the problem is. But the machlokas is a simple machlokas. It says the Gemara. That's true, but there already is such a machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbanan. Is it possible they would just be taking another example of the same shoresh? Why would they repeat that here? Ah, I'll tell you why. Because there's definitely a very important variation here, you see. Let's say it would have said it only in this case, okay? Maybe the reason that the Rabbanan would have said, yes, if you said you're going to bring a small mincha and you bring a big mincha, you yotze. You know why? Because there's no difference between a big mincha and a small mincha as far as the Mizbeach is concerned. A small mincha required one kometz, and a big mincha requires one kometz. So what difference? Of course you're going to be yotze. Why wouldn't you be yotze? You made no changes at all in anything that was relevant to the Mizbeach. And that's the essence of the korban. Mashenkin, if you're going to take what was supposed to be a keves, and now you're going to bring a par. I mean, so you're changing everything. You're being made fish being murim. Maybe they would agree to Rebbe, look, it's not what you said you're going to put on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, if we were only given the case of changing the animal, so then maybe by Hikama Rebbe, maybe that's why Rebbe said you can't do that. But when it comes to a mincha where there's no change at all, maybe it would be made to Rabbanan. Therefore, it's Richa. Now, what would be, says the Halakha Mishnah, which Richie's going to give us in a moment, what would be if somebody makes a neder without being mafarish at all, in other things? He doesn't say pirash of any of the akamah pirash. I mean, with a mincha, I know an isaron, that's a mincha. What about if a guy says something like, I'm going to give gold? What does that mean? I'm going to give gold. And for us to get, no, you've been saved, Rich. For us to get that, we... Okay. That was close. Harealai 18. The guy said, I'm going to bring wood. Well, he's got to bring a minimum of Shnei Gizirin. That's the korban that we refer to as 18. Guy says, I'm going to bring Lavona. He has to bring at least a kometz. By the way, speaking of kometz, there are 5 kmatzim. This is one of them. If somebody says, Harealai Lavona, gotta mean at least a kometz. And somebody who is Minadeva Mincha without committing himself to Lavona, it doesn't matter. You have to bring along a kometz Lavona. Furthermore, if you're Mala Kometz of Lavona Bachutz, you'd be Chayev. Now this is a little bit iffy because this was a machlokas that we had back in Zvachim about whether it means a Kizayat of a Kometz Bachutz or the whole Kometz Bachutz. Yad Mishnah saying Dafka, the whole Kometz Bachutz, which is really a machlokas. And the Shnei Bezichim requires Shnei Kmatzim. Those are your 5 Kmatzim. Moving on now. I realize Zahav. The guy says, I'm going to bring gold. Well, he's got to bring at least a dinner of Zahav. I'm going to bring Kesev. He's got to bring at least a dinner Kesev. I'm going to bring Nechoshet. Well, he's got to bring at least a Ma'ah. And that this the Ma'ah value is the 6th. In other words, at least a 6th of a dinar in kesev of nechoshet. That's the ma'a kesev.
This is only doesn't get it from cash price.
Oh boy. That's a good point. Or if he does, stick around. And the Gemara's going to ask, I mean, why? Where do we come up with this? What about the guy says, Pirashti? Any idea about Pirashti? Oh, boy. That's like the 9,000. What do you do when it comes to gold and silver? Well, what you do is you start emptying his bank account until he starts screaming. So, yeah, he may be, Achiyomai, well, for sure I never would have given that much. Stop! So, lo lekach nitkavanti, that's the tell me when. Tana Rabbana. Okay, the Torah says in the Parsha of Minachot that there's this lotion of korban. Nefesh kitakrib, korban milka. That deal of korban milka didn't have to be said. So what it's coming to teach me is that anything that we find elsewhere being referred to as a korban is included under the rubric of akravas amincha. That teaches us that you can actually bring etzim, because we're going to see that etzim are called a korban. And when we say etzim, what do we mean? We mean the etzim for the shnei gzirei etzim. Indeed, as it says beferish in the pasuk, al korban ha'etzim. So in Nehemiah, they brought the etzim for the mizbeach, and they called it a korban. Rebbe says, well, you have to understand the implications of that. This is not a gift to the mizbeach. This is a korban to the mizbeach. In which case, it has to be salted, like any other korban. It has to be presented, like any other korban. So etzim are a korban. They require salt. They require hagashah. Says Ravana, of course, according to Rebbe, you'd have to do kmitza, which means you'd have to grind up the etzim the way you have to grind up the petitim for other menachas. Rav Papa says, well, if you're bringing etzim, how are you going to burn the etzim? Must be your chayef to bring fuel to the mizbeach to burn the etzim, just like you would for any other carbon. Because after all, this isn't the fuel. I mean, maybe you could call the mincha the etzim, but you can't call the etzim a mincha without its being requiring appropriate etzim. Levona, lo yevchot min hakometz. How do we know that? The Torah actually never, if you think about it, never mentions a shiur for levona at all. So where did we get the idea of a komet? Dichtiv. Ve'erim mimenu bikumtso. Mi solat hamincha u'mi shamna. What does that show you? It shows you that the solat hamincha v'shamna relates to the continuing of the pasuk et kol alivona, so that is putting them all together, just like it's makish livona to the harama. What is harama? Yirimimeno bekumtso. So just like the harama from the mincha is a kometz, it's teaching you that kol alivona is the kometz. Don rabbanon, harei alai lemizbeach. The guy says I'm going to give to the mizbeach without defining what is he going to give to the mizbeach. He should bring Levona. You know why? Nothing, if you think about it, nothing else is given to the Mizbeach except Levona. Everything else has got a deal involved with it. We're going to discuss this. How about if he says, I said something, darn, I can't remember, but it was one of those Karbonas. Oh boy, oh boy. Yavi kol davar shekarev lemizbeach. But getting back to the Levona issue, there's nothing else that is entirely put on the Mizbeach. Isn't a Karban Oila put on the Mizbeach? No, of course not. The Oila has its skin removed. The skin is given to the Kohanim. Told you it gets messy. But if a guy is saying, I want to put something on the Mizbeach, he's got to be referring to a 100% Karban. A 100% solution is only Levona. Why? What about the Ola Ta'ov? The Ola Ta'ov doesn't have any skin. Okay, but still, we tear out the Mur'ah, the Notzah, so it certainly, I mean, we don't put it on there with all its feathers and dirt, do we? Well, what about the Nesachim? No, Nesachim aren't put on the Mizbeach to burn. He's talking about putting the Mizbeach to burn. These are poured out in the Shittin. So the Nesachim are Shittin Hazle. Well, what about the Minchat Nesachim? The Minchat Nesachim are completely put on the Mizbeach. Oh, yes, but the word minchat nesachim, at the moment that a person thinks about mincha, he thinks to himself, what a mess. Those kohanim are going to get some of it again. I hate it when my money goes to kohanim. I want to give something to the mizbeach. How in the world can I give something to mizbeach? It's like giving to these charity organizations. There's always all of this overhead. Out of every dollar that I give to charity, only 2 cents gets to charity. How can I give something without that mess? So mincha is out of the running. He's thinking, wow. The only thing could be pure livona. Isn't that fascinating? Let's get to the Mishnah without the So, Brucey, you can do it. Hare alai zahav lo yivchot midinar zahav. What makes you say he's talking about a coin? The guy says, I'm going to bring gold. So maybe he means a certain amount of gold that would be sufficient to use. And we're going to see later, there is a very tiny kli that you might want to make of gold, and we're going to talk about it, which is a little fork-like device which is used to pick up the petilot in the menorah and snip off the top or scrape out the lamp to clean it out. These are tiny things that might be made out of gold, and maybe that's all he wants to do. Who's to say that he meant a matzbea dilma naska? Maybe it's just like a naska just means a piece of metal. Omer Rabbi Elazar, that's true. The Mishnah cannot be referring to a case where he just said the word gold. He is talking about a matzbea. He said, I'm going to give a matzbea zahav. Oh, so maybe it means pennies made out of zahav. Omer of Papa, people don't make pennies out of gold. So even pennies to heaven aren't made out of gold. So prete the dahava lo av the imshe. That's not even a hava mina. Okay, kesef. You say, he's going to give silver, he's got to bring a dinner. I got the same problem. How do you know he doesn't mean a little bit of silver metal? Omer Rabbi Elazar again, the Omer Matbea. Ah, but what are you going to say here? Doma prete, I mean, there certainly is such a thing as silver pennies. Omer of Sheshes, we're talking about in a place where they don't make silver pennies, but Enochinami. If it were a location that they use silver pennies, that may be Enochinami. Nechoshet. Nechoshet has to be worth at least a mo'a of kesef. Tanya of Lez ben Yaakov Omer, actually, the shear is a tiny fork that would be made out of copper. Well, what do you do with a tiny fork? Omer Abaya Shebechatki ba petilot. You use it to clean the petilot from the menorah and to scrape around the edges of the lamps. And that, of course, could be what we would have been referring to with the gold or with the silver.
Pruta are made in the koshet, right?
The normal pruta is in the koshet, yeah.
Why is that just too...
Even the U.S. still does that a little bit.
No, I'm saying if somebody says... I'm
well, not anymore. They got too smart because one copper penny ended up being worth... More than a dollar will be pretty soon. Hey, hey, hey.
Why do we assume, or just take for granted, that he does opposite
of the Pruta and put the right on the cushion? Well, he didn't say Pruta. He didn't say Matbea. That's what we're talking about values.
The other two, yes, enough.
Right. What about if he says iron, Barzel? Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Barzel. If he said Barzel, then there is a clear-cut need for simple iron, and that is for the kalya orev. You got to get rid of those birds. They are just an absolute nuisance, and those crows on the top of the Beis HaMikdash, just on the top of your roof, are absolutely outrageous. So what they would do is they would put up the orev killer. And what is the killer application for oreves? It's either, according to some, a very sharp-edged roof tile, which there's nowhere to settle without cutting your feet, or it's roof tiles with sharp spikes in them sticking out across, which came in a one-by-one ama, but they were made out of barza. So Amar of Yosef, this is, when you say kalya orev, you mean one tile of the kalya orev. Ama al ama. Others say, Barzel lo yivchot mi'ama al ama. That's how it was said. And in that version, they said, what are you going to do with an ama al ama? L'may chaz, yeah? And in that version, Rabbi Yosef said, ama ama is the shear of the kalya orev. Question is whether you start with the kalya orev or you start with the ama. Pirashti ve'eni yodei ama pirashti. So we have a machlokas Rabbi v'rabbanan. Tana rabbanan. Pirashti mincha. And it's not only mincha, I was pirashti, the correct gear, so we had over here probably is pirashti mincha shel esronim vekavatim vekli echad. Ve'in yodea ma pirashti. Yavim mincha shel shishim esronim divachachomim. Rabbi Omer, yavim minachot of esronim from 1 through 60. altogether 1,830. Pirashti v'eni yodeo ma pirashti, plus mezamin pirashti, yavi chamesh menachosh ha-shishim shishim retzronim, which is a benign shalosh meyot, according to Chachamim. Rebbe Omer yavi chamesh menachosh ha-shishim retzronim, mi'achad v'yad shishim, which gives you a grand total of 9,150 different esronim. Now, with my kamifle, okay? Omer chista b'muta lachlis chulun lazara kamifle. Rebbe Sova, osro lachlis chulun lazara. Rabbanu tzavri mutar lachlis chulun lazara. Rav Amar, no. Kuli am osro lachlis chulun lazara. The question over here is whether you're allowed to mix a chova ben a dava, and therefore you could make it tonight. Rabbanu tzavri, bring 60. Since you're mutar la'ar chova ben a dava, just say whatever I made for my chova is, and whatever isn't, is an adaba. Whereas Rebbe Savar, you can't do that, because it's osur la'arev chovah ben adaba. Omele Abaya l'rova, and according to Rabbanu, it's mutar la'arev chovah ben adaba. What are you going to do? You need to take off two kumatzim. So, do. Kumetz v'ara kumetz. How can you do that? You're being kumetz from the chovah and adaba, and adaba chovah, but you make it dependent on the dat of the kohen. You say, kolech alamat yedal kohen hashta, is the chova, and the kolech of the matya lebesov is in the dava. But then how can you be mocked to it? If first you're going to be mocked in the dava bereisha, you're never going to be able to be mocked to the chova. Because in the event that it was kula chovahi, then the putative the dava was actually shirayim, and they are now burnt up. So chosrlo shirayim. V'yomra ma'ar shirayim shechosru bein k'mitza l'akhtara ein makta k'mitza lehem. If first you're mocked to the chova bereisha, then how are you going to be marked in the Nidava? Dilma kula chova, and then you're going to be over on the Yisr of Al Taktiru Mimenu Yishel Hashem, which is kosher Mimenu Lishi Hashem, is Bal Taktiru. Om Rav Yehuda Beret Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, the Masik Lula Shum Eitzim, Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, where it says in the Torah, Ve'elam Izbeach Lo Yalu, Lo Reach Likoach, that's Reach Lichoach, Yatamale. Avala Tamale, Lashum Eitzim. Omar the Ravach, Rei the Rav Lavashi. So, if anyway you need to say that, why not keep it simple and make that the Machloket? Maybe Kule Yalmar, maybe that it's Mutilar of Chobu Ben Adava. The only problem is that since they argue in Rebbe Eliezer, there's no way to bring it. So you could say, the Rabbanan Itlu, the Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Letta, the Rebbe Eliezer. Amarle, because Rebbe Eliezer was only one possibility. I mean, Isaac Adaitach, that Rebbe holds its mutal harf chovim and adava. And his only problem is he doesn't have the Rebbe Eliezer option, so he's got another option. He could always be efshed amaita shitin bechadmana, vechad bechadmana, then after taking off the kometz, be magelohu, then do the kometz for the adava, and then you won't have chosru. Rav Amar the Kula Yama Mutalarev Chovah Ben Adava, or the Kula Yama Itlu the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the machloket? The machloket is whether you're going to ruin the proportion of oil to the solet, and that's dependent on the machloket Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Rabbanan Kamiflege. That's not Afilu Mincha Shal Shishim Isaron Noten La Shishim Lug. Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov. On the contrary, Afilu Mincha Shal Shishim Isaron will manage with one lug. Shinemar lamin chav lug shaven. So Rabbanan zave ki Rabbanan diam rishishim lug, and therefore go chad v'chad yisron lug akashakel. So what's the difference? You're not going to be changing the proportions in any way. Whereas a Rebbe, also Rebbe Yisrael ben Yaakov, diomer ein la ela luga v'lo yadina ichora minchei, which would mean 60 per one lug. Or maybe there's 2 here, which would mean I really need 2 again. Or whether there's 60 here, in which case I need 60. Well, what am I supposed to do? Therefore, I need 60 separate lugin for 60 separate korbanot with different amounts of lugin per korban. Ravashi Amar. There's a simple machloket here, and that is, I don't make any tna'im. I don't mix chulin. I don't mix nedava. I make one large korban. And the question is, if I set a small carbon and instead I bring a big carbon, am I yotzei? Rebbe Omer lo yatsa, and the Chachamim all that they are yatsa, and everything is great. Well, except for the fact why flugo b'chad zimna es the Gemara d'tznan katan vevi gadol yatsa. Rebbe Omer lo yatsa. No, tzricha. Because he itmar baha in the case of the mincha, I would have said maybe that's the only reason the Rabbanan said that it makes no difference, because bottom line is iti vidi kometzu that you put on the mizbeach. Aval hatam the kanafisha emurim, maybe they would be murdered. You can't. You said you're going to bring a kevis. What are you doing with a bar? So hatam the kanafisha emurim. There's more on the mizbeach. Of course, it leads us directly to the question: what goes on the mizbeach? That's Mishnah. Ema modi leila Rebbe vidmar behi become a Rebbe baha. Ema modi rabbanon tzricha. Hare alay etzim lo yifchot mishnei gzirim. Livona lo yifchot mikometz. As a matter of fact, chamishak matzime. Omar hare alay livona lo yifchot mikometz. Hamenadiv midcha has to bring a kometz livona. Hamal ata kometz pachutz is chayev shnei vezichin to nishnei kmatzim. Anyway, getting back to my list. Hare alay zahav, lo yifchot mi dinar zahav, because in the end it's going to be talking about it. He said, madbea zahav. Kesev, lo yifchot mi dinar kesev. Again, he said madbea. Nechoshet's got to be the worth of a ma'ah in kesev. Pirashti, v'en yodea ma pirashti. Well, start taking, boys, until he yells stop. Atshomar lo lakach mitkavanti. Tana rabbanu. Korban melamed shebit nadvim etzi v'kama shnei gezirim, and that is included in the parsha nefesh ki takriv korban mincha, and that's as we see in the pasuk agorot yipaldu al korban etzim. Rabbi Omer, yep, etzim is really a korban, and they are tuni melach and they're tuni magosha. Omar Rava, take Rabbi to his inexorable logic, and Ladiver Rebbe Eitzim Tunim Kmitza, says Rapapa, forget about that. Why not go all the way? Let Rebbe Eitzim Tzrikim Eitzim. Levona, lo yevchot min hakometz, min olen dechtim, veirim mimeno bekumtso, misolot amitcho mishamnav, et kol ha-levona. You see that the kol ha-levona equals the veirim mimeno bekumtso. So makish levona la ramad mincha, ma ramad mincha kometz, av levona namit kometz. Ten rabbana. Harei alay lemizbeach, yavi levona. She'en lecha davar shekarev legabi mizbeach in its entirety, ela levona. Pirashti, v'eni yodea ma pirashti, yavi mikol davar shekarev la mizbeach. Why do you say levona is the only thing brought entirely in the mizbeach? I mean, there's no tax on an ola, is there? Vayika ola, not true. Those crazy kohanim, they always come out with something. So they get the or in that case. Well, what about the ola ta'ov? Why, still, it's filled with stuff that doesn't go to the mizbeach. There's the mura, the notza. Well, what about nesachim? No, the wine goes to l'shitim. And what about the minchat nesachim? But given the ika, the word mincha, which is achle kohanim minei, I'm not going to start thinking about which mincha I might get rid of those kohanim from. Harealai zahav lo yivchot midinah zahav. Who's to say he didn't mean a piece of gold? Omer Abelazar, he said matbea. So matbea could mean pennies. Omer of Papa printed it avalo av the inche. Kesev lo yivchot midinah. Once again, how do you know it doesn't mean metal? Omer Abelazar, the Omer Madbea. So, then how do you know it doesn't mean just pennies? Omer of Sheshet. Well, here we can't say nobody makes pennies, but it perhaps we refer to a case Ba'atra, the Lo Sago Priti de Kaspa. And the Choshet, Lo Yivchot Mi Ma'akes of Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Lo Yivchot Mi Tzinorak Tanashon Choshet. What do you use that for? Omer Abaye Shebechatin Bat Aptilot, Umekamchim Bat Anerot. Barzel, so Tanya Acherim Omrim Lo Yifchot Mikalya Orev. What is the amount of a Kalya Orev? Omer of Yosef, what it means is one tile of the Kalya Orev, which is Ama Al Ama. Ikede Ame, the way he said it was Nechoshet Lo Yifchot Mi Ama Al Ama. And we asked, what is that for? Lamai Chazian, in this version, Omer of Yosef, Kalya Orev. What else is suggested by an Amma Shal Amma of Barzel? That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
It seems that all of our delays have proven fruitless. I have not shown up this time. We'll start anyway. Yesterday we got up to Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and we were up to the words the very last closing by the two dots. Mistapkele Dafka Batuna Kmitza. So basically, we got up to the middle of the daf, a couple lines in below. Pirashti minchashel esronim. Let's take a look once again at the Mishnah. We have a machlokas in the Mishnah on what to do. If somebody said, I said how many esronim I'm going to bring, I don't remember how many they were. So according to the Tanakhama, it says, Yavi shishim isaron. Rabbi Omer, Yavi minachot shel esronot me'achad va'achishim. So we haven't really explained what the machlokas is between the Tanakam and the Rebbe, and that's what the Gemara would like to see today. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Brice expands this a bit. Pirashti mincha shel esronim, it should say, v'kavati b'kli, I was mefarish a mincha of a certain number of esronot, and I was koveya it to be in a kli with that number of esronot. That way we can't take separate kelim and say, okay, so here's 60 kelim, and we'll put it together somehow to get the maximum or any number that you like. So what do? Yavim in chashu shishim esronim divrei chachamim. The chachamim apparently hold that somehow within the shishim esronim we could be yotzei, and that already opens, how exactly would that work? Would some of it be chulin? Would some of it be nadoga? Would we just simply add on to the mincha? That is, you can see that each one of those possibilities creates its own set of problems. What do you do about the amount of shemen that you're bringing? Are you spreading it throughout this whole thing? What about a kohen shaman yomar who holds that it's not prorated? How would you be able to spread it? What do you do with the kmitza if some of it is chulin? What happens if some of it is an adama? Then you end up doing a kmitza for part of it, the rest of it becomes shirayim. Then would be, how would you do the kmitza on an adama part? And then you have the problem of if you're taking some of it for kmitza and nedava, how do you know it's not shirayim for chosrut and kmitza before kmitza? Because over here, some of it may actually belong to the other mincha. You're mesupik. How did you take out of it? Maybe it's all that mincha. This is a mess. So seeing it from the point of view of chachamim, it's very difficult to figure out how exactly they manage in a mincha of shisha mesronim to be called of all the various possibilities. Rebbe seems to say what we would have said, that Yavim in Apochel Esronim Me'achad Vachishim. Basically, you're going to have to bring here 60 factorial menachas. Shem Elef U'Shemona Me'ot U'Shloshim, which ends up being 1,830 Esronot, which is the value of 60 factorial. Turing Kitosis goes through over here, how to derive
a full gallon.
It is.
N squared plus
n over 2. No, this is 2 times n.
60
squared,
30, 600 plus
50, 30, which is 30, 60, 50, 80, 30. Okay, or you could do the Tostas' way, which is n over 2, right, times
n. Yeah, same thing.
Exactly.
But not
that
for all.
Okay.
That would be much bigger multiplication.
All right.
Gauss got famous for doing this technique when he was 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Thought of it before.
Mm-hmm. He does the same thing with the Poryachag, so you could derive the Poryachag in the same way. Yeah. I guess that would be. There will be N over, the 7 days. Fine. So it ends up being the 1830. Pirashti. Ve'ini yodea ma pirashti, ve'ez ame'en pirashti. Now it gets worse when the guy says, I was not only mefarish the number of esronot and other stuff, but I can't remember what type of mincha it was or the various type of esronot. So now he's got a choice of 5 different menachas, types of menachas, besides the amount.
So then, according to Chachamim, it's not so bad, because you can bring five different types of menachas, and there was a menachas solas, machavas, machreshes, and then you have matve tanur, both of chalas and rikikin. So that brings you up to 60 times five, which would be shalosh meos. Because you have 300 different menachas. But according to Rebbe, you're going to have to bring those five types times 1830. Which turns out to be Tisha Alofi Mameh Vakamish, that's 9,150 different or something. This guy is going to be rapidly depleted, let me tell you. So, for my coming for the game, what? Yeah. You better start practicing. For my coming for the game, so what is the Machlokas over here? I'm Rafista. The Machlokas Tanis Rav Chisda is whether it's mutar lachnis chulin la'azara. So Rav Chisda is assuming that there'd be no way to make the remainder a nedava. That would create problems, as we'll see. You can't mix a nedava. Well, I don't know, Richard. Today, I mean, we started at 8. And we waited 15 minutes, but it didn't help. Would that help?
8:30 maybe.
We started at 8:30 when else? Or did you come 8:40? So he apparently holds you can't mix now a chova and a nedava. So all you can do is you can have your suffix in there, basically, and whatever amount it is should be the mincha, and the rest of it remains chulin. So the Rebbe would hold it's also lachus chul nazar. Rebbe doesn't have this option. Rabbanu would hold mutar lachus chul nazar. You would have this option. Then, basically, what we would say is that the kohen, when he was being kohenate, since it's totally the das of the kohen, the kmitza, so his das would be that his kmitza is definitely being taken out of the part of it that is kodesh, whatever that is, if it's one or if it's two or if it's 60. And therefore, tiny the Rabbanu, what's the problem? You're only going to take one kmitza anyway. That kmitza will definitely be out of the kodesh part. And the rest of it, we don't have to worry about. Of course, once we would make an nedava, we'd have a lot to worry about, because then we'd have to take a kmitza from the remaining part, and that creates all kinds of problems, as we'll see later. So that's one approach. Rava Amar. Rava says, Tosis points out it really can't be Rava, it's got to be Rava, because Rava later on actually gives a completely different approach. So it's meant to be Rava Amar. Dukuli Amo Osulakas Chulun Azara. No, it could be that everybody would agree that that's not an option. You can't bring in stam together with your mincha chulin. Here the question is, actually, part of it would be in a dava. And the question is, can you mix a chovah in a dava? Later on, the Gemara will get into the problems. Rabbanan Sabre, mutar la'arev chovah in a dava. V'revi Savar, asur la'arev chovah in a dava. Only Abaya the Rabba. So Abaya signed at the Rabba. Let me understand how this works. According to the Rabbanan, you're taking now 60 esronot, which you have no idea what proportion of it, if any, is in a dava, and what proportion is a chovah. So now they're saying it's mutar la'arev chovah in a dava. But that creates a problem because of inyan shnei kmatzim. You're going to need to take a kometz from the nedava part as well as from the chovah part. Now what do you do? Well, so you do one kometz and you take another kometz. No. Wait. If you do that, so then hakometz nedavah on nedavah, umi nedavah chovah. Don't you have it mixed now? I mean, you're going to have some of the kometz of the chovah in it mixed with the nedava, and some of the nedava mixed with the chovah. You're just going in and taking a kometz. Well, no, that's not a problem. To tell you, the da'at kohen. What you do, the whole thing you make dependent on what the kohen's das is at the moment that he does the kmitza. And basically, the honor kolecha, the mati, you look on hashta chovah. So this is the first thing that's okay, right now I'm being makavein for the chovah. So the part that I'm taking from now is the part that's dedicated to the chovah along with whatever else was the chovah. And then, lebisov, the part that I'm taking now should be lebisova. But how can we mark to it? That's the reactor mark to it. If you're gonna first bring the nedava, let's say, okay, so look at the nedava aberration. So then you're in a problem. Because how then could you go and take the chovah? Maybe the whole thing is chovah. If the whole thing is chovah, then that means that the kometz that you brought of the nedava was actually part of the shirayim of the, what would have been the Shirayim of the Chovan. We know that a mincha that is chaser, before now you take the kamitza, is pasul. And that's exactly what happened over here. It was chaser, I'm sure, for the noblest of reasons, because you wanted to put it on the mizbeach, but lamaisa, the mincha is no longer here. So if that is a hechem akatim, if it would be kula chovahi, it would be chasul ashirayim, and we know, v'amamai shirayim shkosu ben kamitza laktara, in Makta Kometzaleim. Even though you did the Kometz, it's too, you can't bring it, because now you have the Shirayim that were Chosr before you had an opportunity to bring the Kometzah. Why was it Chosr? Because you were Makta the Nadala Kometz. And let's try it the other way, okay? Let's say that you would be Lichter Chol Liberation. You'd first bring the Kometz of the Chobba. So then you're under the problem of any concern the Shirayim. Okay, then how do you go ahead and you bring the putative Nidava? And the Navayach in the Kasima. Dilma Kula Chovahi. How do you know there wasn't a Dilma? Because if it was Shishim, it could be that it's all Chovah. And that's what they said, bring Shishim, right? So now if it's Kula Chovah, it's usher to be Makter on the Mizbeah, something which is Shirayim. Because we learned that out from Mimenu Lo Taktiru. Meaning Koshuhu Mimenu Leishim Arevu Bal Taktiru. Anything which had part of it part put on the Yishim of the Mizbeah, where it was not meant to be that part, it's the Shirayim of that part, then it's an Issa D'Oraisa to put that part on the Mizbeah. So on the Tzad, that the entire thing was the Chovah, and there's no Issa on the Mizbeah, what I'm doing now is I'm taking the Shirayim of the Kometz of the Chovah, and putting it on the Mizbeah, claiming that maybe it's the Kometz of a nidavah, which doesn't exist. So how can I be over an Isra Lav in order to be Yotze my suffix? Amrav Yudavar, the Rabbi Shimon Pazi, clearly, I mean, the Rabbanu would hold that it's mutter to do this because the Matik Lulu Shum Itzim Rabbi Yezer, apparently there's so much on the famous approach of Rabbi Yezer, we've used so many times before, the Tanya Rabbi Yezer Omer, it says Dapka over there, Lord Taktiru Imenu L'Reach Nichoach, Lashem, L'Reach Nichoach, Yat Amala, correct. You cannot bring up anything which was Imenu L'Ishim, L'Reach Nichoach. Don't bring it up L'Reach Nichoach. Bring it up as fuel. Avalat Amala, L'Shum Eitzim. So in other words, basically your kavan is, if this is the Kometz of an Adava, then I'm bringing it L'Shem Kometz. If there is no Adava, and the entire thing was a Chova, in which case it's a Shirayim, let it serve as fuel for the Mizbeach. Now, I'm not bringing it as a korban. Omalei Ravaka, Brother Rabbi Ravashi, hold on a second. So what you did is you just expanded the possibilities here of the machlokas. Because now that we need to come on to Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning about being allowed to bring this spiritive komets with the understanding that it might be Shirayim, but then I'll be malat the Shemaitim, maybe that's the machlokas. But instead of making the machlokas to whether it's mutter b'chlal to mix it, to mix an adav and a kova, say that's not the issue. The issue is whether you would be able to do the kometz with this eisa. The rabbanon hold of this eisa because they agree with Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe doesn't hold of this eisa. Says, well, what? You can't do that because there's no way to bring the kometz in an adav because it'd be over the lav, and you can't just bring something up for shum eitzi. So he has no choice but to put it into shishim kalim. And now you don't have to come on to those other questions. Maybe it's a question whether you can bring kulum azora. Question of whether you can be ma'ariv and adav and adav. It's just simply a logistical question. Would there be a way to make the comments? That would be the issue. So the deal with the kulim amamutulayar over the adav, theoretically, if in fact I knew that there was partial chov and partial adav, there would be no iser in that. The problem over here is I don't know, and therefore maybe I'm going to be over on the lav of being marked as shirayim in the mizbeach. And Rebbe also, I don't have the answer. Rebbe has her. How come Rebbe has her come implicate? Maybe that is precisely the argument between them. The Rabbanan Kislu, the Rebbe has her. Therefore, they say, look, there's always the option of bringing it to Shum Eitzim, in which case you don't have a problem with bringing the Kmitza. Whereas Rebbe, let play the Rebbe has her. He doesn't know the Rebbe has her, therefore he doesn't have the option. He had no way of doing the Kmitza. And that's exactly what they're arguing, and that simplifies matters. Omar Lay. And so he answered him, actually, you can't say that, says Ravashi, because Isak Adaitach, Lorebi, Mutila Arev Chovab and Adava. Let's take a look at what the results would be of your assumption. Rebbe would be saying that, well, actually, you could mix it. A Chovab and Adava. to Rabbi Eliezer Lentlin. He doesn't talk of the Eitz of Rabbi Eliezer about bringing it L'shum Eitzim, okay? But there still would be another Eitzah. You don't have to go to the extreme of bringing 60 different Kalim with 60 different Karbonas. There's a simple Eitzah. What you could do is, still, after the mighty Shittim B'chadman, B'chadman, so what you could still do is bring two containers, one of which would have 60, and one of which would have one. Now, how is that going to help you? What you'll do is like this. You'll be madalahu. You have, after all, a big dough inside of these, right? So you bend the containers together in such a way that the dough is in contact. Now, if you then take two kmitas, one from the one and one from the 60, you have no problem at all. Because you know that the one was definitely not Shirayim of the 60. On the other hand, whatever number of putative Nadava Yisronot were in the 60, were now in contact with the one when you took the Kamisa from the one, and your Kabbana was to take for this Yisron plus whatever number of other Yisronot were part of the Nadava element. Why would you need 60? So it's not enough to explain the Machloka simply to say that they're arguing in the Rebbe Eliezer option, because even if you don't have the Nishum Eitzim option, you still have this option. And you certainly, it's worthwhile saving yourself 900 and whatever our case was of Medakas. So why would the Mishnah have said Rebbe's case? Therefore, that can't be the Machloka. Rava says, well, but there still is another option. Not that they're arguing in Kulam Azara, not that they're arguing in Butilara, Kedava, and Kova, certainly not that they're arguing in Rebbe Eliezer, because that's not going to help you. Well, you can say it's like this. Kuliyama Butilara, Kova, Kedava, Kuliyama Yitzu, the Rebbe Eliezer. It could be that, theoretically, Rebbe ought to agree, because he does have Rebbe Eliezer's option, and because there is no problem of mixing it. The problem is a completely different problem, which you neglected to think about. Namely, how much oil is there supposed to be in a mincha? And remember, we had a very important machlokas before as to whether the lug is prorated per isoran. If the lug is prorated per isoran, then there's no problem indeed in having one of 60 and making this tznai. The problem is that if you hold according to the Mandi Omar, who says that there's always one lug of shemen, it doesn't matter how many esronot, so how in the world are you going to create the proper mincha? If my kavana was, let's say, shtei esronot, so then it was a mixture of one lug for shtei esronot. How can I take now 60 esronot, one lug for 60 esronot, and say that two esronot of them are going to be the mincha that I was know there when it doesn't have the shemen that it was supposed to have? So therefore, the Kuleyama Itlu de Rabbi Eliezer. Va'akaba Pluk to the Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Rabbona Kamiflikin. That's not a filum mincha shal shishim isaron. No din la shishim look. So the time that come and the Rabbona and all, you prorate it. If you have 60 asronos, then you put in 60 looking. But according to Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, a filum mincha shal shishim isaron and la luga. So if the guy would have said shnei asronot, it would have been one look for shnei asronot. But what he's really getting is one look for 60 astronaut over here, and therefore it wasn't Yotzi Hishnei astronaut. And his diak was, Shinemar, La Mincha V'Lok Shaman. Now whatever the Mincha is, there's always one Lok Shaman. So then the Machlokes would be very simple. The Rabbonin, Savik Rabbonin, the Rabbonin over here would hold that the Shishim is Shishim Lug, the Shishim Esaron, and therefore there's no problem. Every Yisron has its proper amount of oil, so we've got the deal. We take out two kumatzin. The second kumatz is the nadava, and we make it tznai in case there wasn't a nadava. It is a eitzim, and then we're okay. Look deep into your eyes and see. It's not skiing.
No.
Not voting. I see a judge, lawyers, telephones. Whereas Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Ein la'ela luga. There's only one lug, now we don't know, okay. If we've got chada minchi, the sacrament of a chad lug, or shteimen ofas nina, to be a shnei lug. We're treating it as one mincha over here with one lug for the 60th. Maybe we've got two minchas here, in which case there needs to be one separate lug for the nadava. Where's that? And there's no way to put in two lug in, because if it's one, then we put in too much cheddar. So there's nothing to do but to have it in separate kelim. Rav Ashi says, you know, they may not even be arguing in that. I've got a fourth option for the machlokas. Simplest option imaginable. Machlokas is very simple. I say the machlokas is b'katan v'hevi gadol k'mitzvah again. If you make a neder of a mincha, of one isara, and you went ahead and you brought 60, or you yotze. So if you hold your yotze, because why not add? In other words, is this an isaron a minimum? If you say isaron, or is it at the minimum? But you could still bring as much as you want. If you change your mind, say, well, I'd rather add. If that's okay, then there's no problem. So bring shishim, and in that shishim is whatever. The maximum that you would have brought anyway was shishim. That's the maximum that you could bring at one time. So then that way, you're kailal, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there's never a problem. Whereas Rebbe holds, no. It's a limit, both minimum and maximum, whatever you said. The only way you're going to negotiate is by bringing what you said. There you go. It's as simple as Machlokas. Rabbon and Savi, Katanevi, Godo Yatsa. Verebi, Savar, Lo Yatsa. By the way, it happens to be that there is exactly a Machlokas like that, Legabe, the Korban of the Behema. Somebody says he's going to bring a small shark, and he'll bring a big shark. And there we have a machlokas between Rabban and the Rebbe. It works out perfectly. I mean, that be the same machlokas we have over here by the Minchah. Except for the problem. We'd have to say that it's indeed good for reading. And it's finer. And, you know.
So you bring 60 and...
And 60. Okay. Yeah. Except the only problem is that why would we need the same machlokas twice then? I mean, we only have this machlokas, we got these machlokas. What's the point of adding an office? I mean, that's exactly what Gemara is bothered by. But then, if this is just a repetition, why would we have it here? Kitzan, katan, if a person is noder, a shor katan, maybe gadol. So Rabbanan says yotze, the Rabbi Amar lo yotze. Well, that's no problem. The reason I would need both cases is because tzricha. Let's say we only had the case over here. I would say, maybe the reason the Rabbana say over here it doesn't really matter how many you bring at once is because bottom line is what you put on the Mizbeach is always the same. It's always a komets. It doesn't matter how many Yisronot you have. So the only hakpada that we have is putting on the Mizbeach something that you weren't noder, a shor gadol, when the neder is a shor katan. But over here, you're putting on exactly what you said you were going to put on. In the case of the animal, over there, the kandavish murim, where you would have more a murim than are necessary, this is a big animal, say, maybe they agree with the Rebbe, you can't put on more. On the other hand, let's say we had that case of the shor, and over there, Rebbe said, no, you can't put on a large animal. That's because a large animal has more to put on the mizbeach. When it comes to komets of a mincha, where it's the same komets, what's the difference if I put in more in the mincha, as long as what I put on the mizbeach is the same? Therefore, tzricha, we need both of the approaches, of the machlokas in here.
Which is a big shor and
which is a
small one?
I don't know.
I
mean, that's always, we go buster, for any better, we go buster at Lashon B'nai Adam.
Yeah, we have a defined benchmark.
Okay, but I mean, we certainly know there is a point at which it's called a Shor Gadol. It's a neder. How would we define how to be Yotzi or neder? We go according to Lashon B'nai Adam. Hare Alai Eitzi. Now the Mishnah is going to go through various nedarim that are not well defined. So the guy says, I'm going to bring Eitzim to the Mizbeach. What does Eitzim mean? Lo yifchot b'shnei gzirim. Over there, he doesn't have to bring more than two, but he can't bring less than two, because, again, that's his definition. This, by the way, is Nogeya, many, many shailas, halacha lemaaseh, big machlokas about nidorim to tzedakah. nowadays that are not defined. You know, so I'm going to give tzedakah. I mean, like, what does that mean exactly? I'm going to give tzedakah. And yeah, exactly. There's a very interesting. There were some chuvas about this issue that tainted that. Well, here it says minimal. So it's a kal v'chomer. If you're giving to hegdish, and over there we define it minimally, so it means we're not machmer. Whatever you be yotze, you be yotze. So then the same thing should be true. Lagabe tzedakas. Okay, there's other possibilities, but let's see as we go on over here. Somebody says levona. Okay, so levona requires a kometz of levona, and we'll see where we get that idea from. And in fact, there are five kmatzim. And if you think about it, there's five different places where the kometz is the shear. We just mentioned one. Homer alai levona. That's a kometz that he has to bring. Somebody's menadev v'mincha has to bring a kometz levona automatically. Somebody's mala one kometz b'chutz. That's the shear of chiyuv b'chutz, because that's a minimal shear of haktorah. The shnei bezichin of lechem afkanim, the shear is shnei kometz, one kometz per bezich, which is essentially the kometz of the mincha that we call the lechem afkanim, which is really one mincha that's put on the shulchan. Harei alai zahav. That guy says I'm going to bring gold. Okay, gold would mean a dinner zahav. Kesev would mean at least a dinner of kesev. Nechoshes would mean at least a ma'a worth of kesev, which is strange. We'll talk about that when we get to the Gemara. In a case where guys is pirashti, they know they are my pirashti. Now we got a problem. Says, I know that I said a certain amount. I just can't remember what it is. Oy, boy. So we should keep giving. But I know I didn't say that. There's no way I would have given that amount of money. So at that point, it's okay.
Could that was all the previous cases? If you said I definitely didn't give more than 45, if
you
could
have given. Would yes. Who? And maybe Lola Kachnis Kavant is in her Rav Kowalski. Turn her up on it.
The son versus the actual act wouldn't necessarily coincide, because one would want to give more, one wants to give more. So what does one go by?
No, it's not the hurt. It's the knowledge that I could never be that crazy. I know I could never be that crazy. Turn around one. Korban. Now, it says, Nefesh ki takriv korban mincha. So korban means that anything that's included under korban, you can bring. Now, that teaches us that it's possible to be menadev, nefesh ki takriv korban, to be menadev just wood. Because we find that the eitzim are called wood. The kama, shnei gzirim. Eitzim are called wood. Eitzim are called korban. V'cheinu omer v'agoralot yipanu al korban eitzim. So you see that the eitzim themselves are a type of korban. And indeed, Rebbe says that that's not just in terms of the nedava. It's that they get all the dinim of a korban within the context of a korban mincha. So in other words, eitzim are a type of korban. You have to salt the yetzin. You have to do hagrasha with the yetzin. Oh, my Rabbi, if that's true, I mean, according to the way of Divrei Rebbe, yetzin tunim kmitza. You don't have to do kmitza on the yetzin, which means you have to grind them off. So that you could bring a kmitza from them. Rabbi, I got news for you. The Divrei Rebbe, yetzin tzrichim yetzin. Because if yetzin are a korban, then you need wood to burn the yetzin. You can't use the yetzin as their own. I mean, what are you going to... You're going to light a mincha? You put the mincha on the eitzim of the mizbeach. You'd have to actually have eitzim to burn these eitzim. Levona, lo yipchot min hakometz. The shear of levona is dafka kometz. How do we know that? Minolan. Zechsi ve'erim mimenu bekumtso misolat hamincha u'mishamna ve'et kol ha'levona. Note the way in which the Torah compares the levona, kol ha'levona, to the kometz of the solat hamincha. This teaches us makish levona laharama de mincha. So that just like the harama of the mincha is the kometz, the totality of the levona is the kometz. Av levona, nami kometz.
Tana Rabbanan, Harei Alai L'Mizbeach. Somebody says, stop, I want something that's going to go on the Mizbeach. Go on the Mizbeach implies entirely to the Mizbeach, and that's got to mean Lavona. She'en lach adavar shekarev l'gad Mizbeach. There is nothing that is put in its entirety on the Mizbeach except Lavona, if you think about it. Gemara's going to talk about this in a moment. Pirashti v'ni yodeh amat pirashah. I said a number of different things that go on the Mizbeach. Now, over there, obviously, he's not defining it as strictly as he did in the first case, in which we assume that there's only one thing that he could have meant. Because the truth is, there's a number of different ways of looking at it. In other words, we could look at it as something that has its entirety is on the Mizbeach, which is Lavona. Something which is entirely burned on the Mizbeach in its essence is the Eila, even though the Or is not. The Or still goes to Kohanim. Something which, anything that's burnable. Something which is all of its nice parts on the Mizbeach. Okay, except for the Mura Benotzev and Eila Sa'ov, let's say, right? So it depends how we want to look at it. We want to exclude something that goes to the Mizbeach and not to the Kohanim. So then forget about the Eila if something goes to the Kohanim. Something that is in its entirety on the Mizbeach, and it's got to be Levina. Something which, whatever is nice on the Mizbeach, but nothing goes to the Kohanim, so that would include all us. Oh. So we take the strictest definition if he didn't say Pirashti, because then obviously there's nothing to be Mefarish. He's just saying the thing that goes on the Mizbeach. Okay, so when you say Pirashti, you're not Pirashti, then Yavini Kodavashikar of the Mizbeach. Well, when you say the only thing that's brought entirely on the Mizbeach is Lavona, I don't understand that. The Sulaka, nothing else but Lavona. What about the Eila? Well, the Eila has something goes to Kohanim. It doesn't only go to the Mizbeach. So there's Lavona, the Ora, which goes to the Kohanim. Well, what about an Olasof? Olasof doesn't have any Or to the Kohanim, so it's entirely to Mizbeach. It is entirely to Mizbeach, but it's not entirely to Mizbeach. Because Ika Mur Avinotzah, you have the Mur Avinotzah, and all of that's not put on the Mizbeach, so it's not the same as Lavona, which nothing is left off of the Mizbeach. Well, what about the Nesachim? Well, but not the Nesachim include the Yain, the Nesachim, yes, but they don't go on the Mizbeach, they go on the Shittim. The Shittim we actually pour out to the Tahom under the Mizbeach, but that's not the case. Well, what about the Minchas Nesachim? The Minchas Nesachim doesn't have a comment, and it's put entirely on the Mizbeach, and nothing goes to the Kohanim. Just the Mincha part, the Solus and the Shemen, right? Yeah, but we don't assume that that's the person's intent, because given Mincha, the Akva Kohanim, Mincha, when a guy's going to say Mincha, you don't usually view a Mincha as something that goes entirely to the Mizbeach. Because the Mincha, normally, you're going to have Shirayim. Normally, it's given to the Kohen. It's included in the Matnot Kuna, basically, Shiori Mincha. In which case, he would have had to have been Mefarish a lot better what he means. Because here he seems to be talking about classes of things. Certainly, the class of Menachos can't be viewed as the things that are put on the Mizbeach. And yes, he could have said a type of Mincha, which is put entirely in Mizbeach, but then he would say that. Not stomp the thing that's put on the Mizbeach. So no psikale. That's something that wouldn't be included in a stomp statement to be included in on the Mizbeach in its entirety. Now, Re'alai Zahav, the guy's not going to give gold. He has to give a dinner of Zahav. And then how do you get that? I mean, if a guy says he's going to give gold, the implication is not a coin. I mean, the implication is going to give some usable amount of the metal. So, I mean, it's a Dermanaskarkum. I mean, he's referring to a gold ingot. Why a gold matbea? Omar Rabbi Elazar, Yomar matbea. Now, the Mishnah obviously is giving a particular coin's worth of gold, that it should be a dinner, is got to be a case where the man said, I'm going to give a coin of gold. This is the assumption, the coin of gold is a dinner. Why? Dima pre-dinner, what makes it? Maybe it's a golden penny. What makes it it's a golden dinner? That's a lot of money. Omar of Papa, because pre-dinner, a lot of the inchi. People don't make pennies out of gold. You know, once you're into the gold, then it's already a significant coin. And people make pretis for decoration. It's not for coins. So the minimal circulating coin of gold would be a dinner.
Is that not a value of a coin? Or is that just the size of the coin?
No, pretis, well, when, in coins where the metal is worth the value of the coin, it's the There's no difference in those two statements.
But if a coin the size...
Gold and silver coins are, have a value of the metal content of the coin.
Right, but if it's only that size, it's only going to be worth that amount of gold.
Right, but since the guy said amatpeya, his intent wasn't for something that isn't used as amatpeya. His intent was not for something not used as amatpeya. Even though it may be shaped as a matveh, and you made a little penny of gold, he said, well, I'm Yotze my netter, here we go. And he gives you a little speck of a coin and says, there's my gold penny. What do you think of that? And we take a magnifying glass, and yeah, sure enough, there's a gold penny. That's not a coin. You know, he can try to call it a coin, but it's not a circulating coin. And when it comes to silver, kesef, let me put me dinner. First of all, again, the guy says kesef, why isn't it the metal? A silver ingot for hegdish to use as they want. Dumanasa. No, Amr Blezer is certainly Gamma Matveya. So, I mean, what about Priti? Amr Sheshes, well, we'll have to say that if the Mishnah is referring to a location where they don't make silver Priti, and otherwise, Enochimami. If there were circulating Priti, then use that as the netter. We've already seen we can't be Machayev you more than the minimum that's assumed in your netter. Okay, so let's see. Nechoshet. Now, by the way, here there's some discussion, I'm very interested with Kivego on this, there's some discussion about a case where there was an actual case where somebody was mischayev to give the oils to light the lamps in the shul, you know, fuel, it was there to provide fuel.
They're the mower,
literally, and they added lamps. You know, the shaila is, I mean, like, what was his intent? How far was he supposed to go? You know? So there's some of the local poskim at Poskim that you see over here, that you go only to the minimum. And that's the lamps, and some of that was his das, you know, you go beyond. So the Reb Kiveya Tainet that the comparison is nonsensical. Because in our Mishnah, there would be no upper limit if it isn't the minimum limit. Right? Because, I mean, so what you're talking about, $100 million? I mean, we said money, you're going to give gold. Okay, so what does that mean? $1 trillion. It can't be open-ended. So therefore, we give it its closed, minimal definition. But something which cannot be open-ended, it's very simple to think that maybe in that case would be machmir, because the netter may include whatever the shul will use. You know, so it became a big issue. I mean, there's a tshuva harosh, so it's mashma, not like the Rav Kiveya, but it also has very interesting modern implications.
You have to pay the chashmol.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't laugh. Like, I just got myself into that mess. Actually, from Menachem Zion. Okay, so Dilma. Now here the problem is nechoshes. Now the thing with the nechoshes is very strange. Lo yivkot mi ma'a kesef for nechoshes. Why would that be? Now notice that the Gemara doesn't go through over here the question of, did you mean nechoshes as a metal? Did you mean nechoshes? I mean, it's a whole Tosfos actually asks, not here, but Tosfos in Shabbos actually asks, why doesn't the Gemara go through that possibility? No, it's certainly not priti of nechoshes. So how come we didn't talk? Instead, we said it should be a ma'or kesef. All types of approaches on that sugya to try to answer. Tosfos leaves the question hanging. So some learn that it wouldn't have been derech eretz to give priti nechoshes. A person's mind isn't on the shavah pruta when he gives the hegdish, which of course seems not to be like the sugyas before. I mean, then you'd have to say that the nature of the metal is choshes. So the metal over there, maybe a person would think, but a pruta nechoshes is a bizoyan. Some learn that the sugya over here indeed assumes that we've gone through, that was having done it twice with zov and kesef, but I'm going to do it yet another time for nechoshes. And we'd have to say that it's ba'atrei, and there is a case in the Gemara, actually, above Metzia, in a place where they didn't make pritei in the koshes. So Tani, Rebbe Yezir ben Yaakov, lo yivchot mitzinura ketana shon the koshes. Now, he seems to be assuming that we're talking about the metal. So what you should give is the amount of the koshes that would be usable at the Beis HaMikdash, which is a small fork-like device, a tweezer, of the koshes. My cousin, what's that good for? It's very usable. That's what they actually used in the menorah, to pluck out the burnt ptilot and to get the ash out of the nair when you did the kinuach. Barzel.
Wait, how about gold specifically from
not the parts that weren't actually part of the menorah. Those are not those are extra tools. Barzel. How about if a guy gives just iron? What's iron for used for? Tanya, hear me? Lo yichod mikal ya'orev. You shouldn't give less iron than is usable for the orev chaser. So that in order to prevent orevim with their implications from landing on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, is something that we have a tremendous problem of, except that we take out the bug. And what you did is you would put sharp pieces of metal so that there'd be no place, you have these plates that are going up to the sharp end, there's no place to land. And that would be useful for a kalyorin, which was made from lower class metals. The kaba, what would be the minimum shear? The number of years of ama or ama, they used one by one ama's sharp pieces to prevent the yarn from landing. Yikidi amri, lo yukot miyama. Others learned that we started off with barzel, tanya kerim omrim lo yukot miyama alama. Then we asked, lamai chazya, what good is an ama and ama? And the other gersa would be that Rabbi Yosef explained, ama alama is the kalya ore, not that he gave the shear of the kalya ore.
Some shoes there, say,
when
the dove is minimum the dove means 1 shekel or 5 shekels.
Right, right. Yeah. They always used to have that in the Shtiblach. At least a half lira. They have a lira at the time. A lira.
It's really nice.
Israeli lira.